Welcome back to our Busting Addiction and Its Myths podcast. I'm Bruno J., and I have updated the introduction to our episodes in order to address an issue that we cannot ignore, nor do we want to. It looks like COVID-19, the coronavirus, will be with us for some time. Some say for another year or two. People are as frightened as they ever have been. They seek safety for their families above all, protection from the virus and from economic insecurity. But many families also face an added burden, drug addiction and alcoholism in their own homes, and what to do about it. There's something you should know. We, Safe House Rehab Thailand, were founded on the idea of safety. We hold on to the truth that clients deserve to come to a treatment clinic where they can at least feel safe and sound. Devoting ourselves to safety first gives us the firm foundation upon which everything else is constructed. Hence our name, Safe House Rehab Thailand. Thailand has been recognized as one of the world's safest places to be during the pandemic. Further, we at Safe House have made the right adjustments so that clients and staff remain and feel safe and sound. Masks are mandatory, as is social distancing, mandatory hand cleaning, daily blood oximeter readings, which is an early warning measure, and if by chance anyone doesn't feel well, the local hospital in Bang Bung is only minutes away. My podcast, Busting Addiction and Its Myths, is dedicated to serving families of still suffering addicts and alcoholics by providing evidence-based advice and insight so that you can make a better informed decision on what to do and what not to do. We are sponsored by Safe House Rehab Thailand, dedicated to a modern approach to recovery, which means that we absolutely outperform traditional rehabs when it comes to diagnostics, technology, and aftercare. To learn how we can help, just visit safehouserehab.com, where we post the latest news, or send us an email at contact@safehouserehab.com. Welcome back to Season 4, Episode 8 of our podcast, Busting Addiction and Its Myths. I'm Bruno J., and I would like to call this episode, Are You Wasting Your Energy? The tidal wave of addiction and alcoholism continues unabated, even though the substances involved are morphing. Teenage use of alcohol in the U.S. is declining and being replaced by even more dangerous substances, including cheap fentanyl, a synthetic opioid that's 100 times more powerful than heroin per gram. In the U.S., there are now more people dead from drug overdoses than die from car and truck SUV accidents. That's more than 30,000 lives a year. The sad number comes in at about 82 victims each and every day all year long. And it's not getting any better. One great organization that's worth checking out is called Shatterproof. That's shatterproof.org. They're very well run. I happen to have met the founder and spent some time with Gary Mendel. They are dedicated to educating the public on the nature of addiction, on the injustice of stigma, and on the need for treatment, not jail. The main mission is to promote legislation affecting addiction treatment and shaping medical curricula that will enable more physicians to diagnose and refer addicts to the right professionals and treatment centers. So why are we talking about this? The sad facts concerning the disastrous consequences of the opioid epidemic, made worse now by the coronavirus pandemic, point to the need for a more enlightened public attitude and more assertive approaches to prevention and treatment. And then there is the personal side of this dilemma. You as an individual, as just one person in the family, may be able to do absolutely nothing about your loved one's addiction, and you are wasting your energy trying to change your addict. But there are things you can do. You can help the cause by getting educated and supporting an organization like Shatterproof, and or getting in touch with your local mental health, county or city agency, and ask what an ordinary citizen could do. You'll be surprised at what is possible. I'll give you an example. I volunteered to run meetings in our local county jail. When I say run meetings, they already had them set up. They just needed a volunteer to help run the meetings. So this is a local county jail for male clients who are temporary guests of the state, as they say. I learned that a full 90% of the inmates who were there awaiting trial that were arrested in connection with an offense that was either directly or indirectly associated with drugs or alcohol. There are women in jail for nonviolent offenses who have become separated from their children, whose children are often taken from them to overstretched county authorities to deal with. There are all kinds of ways to help those affected by addictive disease, and without judging them, too. We are the lucky ones if we're not in jail and reasonably healthy, with some cash flow coming in. My sense of gratitude when I encounter those whose lives have been shattered by substance abuse reaches new heights every time I go even a little bit out of my way to help. There are also ways to help yourself, because it's really about you, not about the addict or alcoholic. Allow me to explain. The following narrative is drawn largely from the book How Al-Anon Works, and it is so direct, the truth is undeniable. Each of our lives has been devastated by someone else's drinking and drug abuse. We cannot change that fact. We have been profoundly affected by the disease of alcoholism and drug abuse. Its effects continue to permeate our lives. Nor can we change the behavior or attitudes around us. This includes other family members who are in denial, who are in a rage, looking to punish the perpetrator. We can't even put a temporary stop to the drinking or drugging. We are powerless over alcohol and drugs. As long as we persist in the illusion that we can control or cure the addiction, its symptoms, or its effects, we continue to fight a battle that we cannot and will never, ever be able to win. Our self-esteem suffers, our relationship suffers, and our ability to enjoy life suffers. And here's the clincher, and this is the title of this essay. All of our energy is wasted on a hopeless endeavor until there is nothing left over for attending to our own needs. Instead of giving of ourselves, we give ourselves away. Our lives have become unmanageable. This realization is our first halting and often scary first step into the light of truth. Life becomes unmanageable whenever we lose perspective about what is and what is not our responsibility. We take offense at actions that have nothing to do with us. Fact is, addicts do what they do because that's what addicts do. They lie, they steal, they make promises that they break without even a hint of guilt. At some point in your healing, you will be able to detach from the addict's insanity in a healthy and loving way. That's your goal. In the meantime, however, we think that by intervening, we can ignite some positive change. Our misplaced concern for others becomes intrusive, meddling, resented, and absolutely doomed to total failure. Instead of helping those we care about, we demonstrate a lack of respect and we create discord in our relationships, which is the last thing we wanted anyway. When our preoccupation with others distracts us from our own responsibilities to attend to our own physical, emotional, and spiritual health, we suffer, and needlessly so. By surrendering to a simple truth that we're completely, utterly powerless over someone else's addiction or alcoholism, we achieve the first of many victories that follow. Taking this first step allows a great weight to fall from our shoulders. We let go of the losing battle we've been waging. We are done with wasting our energy on an illusion. This realization is a big deal. Smashing the myth that we are responsible for the addict's behavior unleashes new energy that we can harness to shape our own future, unencumbered by fear, resentment, and a bad opinion of ourselves. We no longer feel isolated. We meet people in the same boat who have seen the light and have conquered their fear and shame. We have discovered that there's a community of thousands of people drawn from every sector of society, for we know that addiction is an equal opportunity disease. It respects absolutely nothing, not education, nor social class, age, or race. And having been blessed with the gift of desperation, we step into the light and go on to help others who are in despair themselves. We are finally putting our energy to productive use instead of allowing it to fuel the illusion that we can, on our own, win a battle with an enemy over whom we have no power. We have learned that speaking for the family member who loves an addict, one, addiction has had a far more powerful effect than we realized. It denied us any sense of normalcy and dealt out punishment that, ironically, we inflicted upon ourselves. Two, all of our energy is wasted on a hopeless endeavor until there is nothing left over for attending to our own needs. Instead of giving of ourselves, we give ourselves away. Three, by surrendering to the simple truth that we are completely powerless over someone else's addiction or alcoholism, we begin to unleash better possibilities for ourselves. Four, we now understand that at some point in our healing, we will be able to detach from the addict's insanity in a healthy and loving way. That is our goal. We are then able to live our lives unencumbered by fear, resentment, self-pity, or regret. We are able to unleash boundless energy in pursuit of our own aspirations. Thank you for tuning in today. It's my fervent hope we've given you new insight and new hope that will lighten your burden. For our hearts go out to all who suffer the effects of addictive disorder. Please give us your feedback at info@safehouserehab.com. By all means, ask us any question you like, and we'll answer on air if you will. And if you want to leave us your first name and city, we'll recognize you too, of course. This podcast is sponsored by safehouserehab.com, where we take a modern approach to recovery, something all families of those who suffer deserve. Tune in next week for more.